EHR and Radiothon, it's the best day of the year. 12 packed hours with your host, so get yourself a chair. There are prizes every hour, with the grand prize at the end. Say hello to special guests, congrats to those that win. We want your horse stories, stories that are funny. Like the time my horse got out and brought back a pony. It's the HRN Radiothon, the time is finally here. Yeehaw, ride and have a happy horsey radiothon this year.
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, holy day, the sun was brightly shining. It was the day that my horse ran over me. We rode as one through bumpy country dirt roads. His trot could knock the teeth from your head. I had no horn in which to hang on to. There were no stirrups in which to hold my feet. I was riding bareback. Oh, how my butt did it hurt. But down the road we went. Oh, down the road we went. Oh, down, oh, down, down, down the road we went. The thrill of falling made me giggle. I laughed so hard that I began to slip. I fell on my knees. I landed in front of him. He trembled over me with silver shoes flying by. Oh, he trampled me, yes, he trampled me. Oh, yes, he trampled me. It was hard to gaze through the dust, but I looked up to find my trusty steed. Along a way ahead, he stopped and turned to look back, and he appeared, and my soul felt his worth. Oh, he stopped for me, yes, he stopped for me. Oh, what a sunny day.
Woohoo, we made it. Only 2 hours left. This is hour 11, and this is the Heels Down Happy Hour, the Horse Radio Network 12-hour live holiday radiothon by Stateline Tack, with additional support provided by Equitana, Heels Down Soaps, Oak Bark and Chrome, and HorseLovers.com. I am Glenda Geek, and Dr. Wendy is still with me in the studio, and we've been here for the last 10 hours, and I have the feeling this is the hour where the bucking starts and this radiothon bolts to the finish. That's right, the party starts now!
Yay!
I just opened my wine cooler, and I'm sure that all three of them are drinking, because that's what happens on their show. So, do we have Justine, Ellie, and Jess all on here?
Hey, guys!
Yay! Hello! They are
How's
all
it
here.
Going?
Justine, I'm going to sit back and just let you take the hour away.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, we hope you guys have had a great day listening to the Radiothon. It's been a blast just to be listening while working all day. But I want to introduce our hosts from the Hills Down Happy Hour podcast. We love being part of the Horse Radio Network. So I've got Jess Payne and Ellie Woznicka on with me.
Hey guys, I'm Jess.
And I'm Ellie.
And yes, we are drinking, Glenn. We have to live up to our reputation here on the Horse Radio Network.
You do have a reputation. It's Heels Down Happy Hour. I mean,
I'm on tea these days, but still have to have a drink.
Because ever since I've known you, Jess, you have been pregnant.
I've been pregnant the whole time.
Oh, now you're alienating pregnant people, right?
Yeah.
Good one, Glenn.
Whole time.
Get all the big
stay pregnant. Soon enough. We only have like a month left, so we're getting close.
You're in the home stretch.
I'm in the home stretch. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Glenn, we do have a special drink just for the Radiothon. Should we go ahead and start out with that?
Yeah, let's let Wendy tell us what the prizes are you're giving away at the end of your hour.
Okay, we have great prizes this hour. We have prizes from Equitana, Heels Down Soaps, Oak Bark, and Chrome and Horse Lovers. And these prizes are worth $690. Plus, at the end of the 12 hours, we'll have two grand prizes. The $500 gift certificate from Kelly Herd Jewelry and from Wintech, your choice of any Wintech saddle.
All right, now we can
Sounds
do a drink.
Awesome.
We're ready.
So I just clarify one thing. Heels Down Soaps, the brand is called Soap for Dirty Equestrians, and I'm sure we'll tell you all about that in a little bit.
I love that name.
But we do sell them. Yeah, we sell them at shop.heelsdownmag.com. And yes, we will tell you all about them. They're super fun, and I hope someone gets a really good prize pack from us. But Ellie, why don't you start us off with our special cocktail recipe for Radiothon?
Sure. So we've got a holiday drink inspiration here called Santa's Little Ho-Ho. It's one bottle of champagne, one bottle ginger ale chilled, two packages of frozen cherries, about 10 ounces, partially thawed. You're going to put it all in a big punch bowl and stir and serve. And it's just enough to get you drunk before the family arrives.
That sounds great.
Sounds good to me. That sounds fantastic. You know, I loved it. We've been drinking champagne, actually. We've been having mimosas. There's mm-hmm. another bottle that we wait to open at 8 o'clock for the last hour. So we've been in the champagne already.
All
there
right.
There you go. Perfect.
Hey, before you, I know you have a guest coming up. Tell us who your guest is going to be.
So our guest is Aless Jordan Gunderson. She is a fan favorite on Heels Down Happy Hour. We've had her on the show a couple of times. Aless is a Grand Prix dressage rider and trainer based in Wellington, and she's competed at the 2018 World Equestrian Games in Tryon, and she was also the first ever athlete to represent the Philippines at the FEI Dressage World Cup Final. Aless also works with show jumpers on their flat work, so she does dressage for show jumping, and she works a lot with Kent Farrington and his riders.
Great. Well, she's going to be coming on in a few minutes. But you guys, we've been trying to take more calls today. So if people want to call in and talk to you, it's 435-272-1997. And there are lines open right now. But we have Chantel's been waiting a long time from New York to talk. So, Justine, you have Chantel.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, guys. I'm so happy I got you three.
Don't love to hear that. So how's it going? Is it cold up in New York?
It is actually really nice. It was like 30 degrees, so I spent part of the day riding my horses in the snow, and it was super fluffy and lovely, and now I'm sitting here doing some homework, and there was no alcohol in the house besides a single beer, so that's all I have in my hand, which is a little disappointing, but it's not too bad. It's not too bad. It's like a craft brewery.
There you go. Nothing wrong with a good cold beer. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
So do you have a story for us of a bad pony?
Yeah, I do. I have a herd of Appaloosas, like, so they're all pretty bad. but what do I have?
Just be thankful they're not POAs.
I grew up on them. So I'm like, I'm legitimately a gangster. I grew up in the hood, you know? let's see. I have a gelding. He's he actually has moonbar uveitis now, so he's almost completely blind. But back in the day, before we realized that was going on, he's always been like a really interesting kind of expressive personality, and he's done things a little differently. But he used to have like little baby meltdowns, you know, occasionally when he get frustrated or whatever. And for, there was a period of time, like maybe a month, where his preferred reaction when he got a little frustrated, or maybe he, you know, he was on a trail ride and a horse got too far ahead or whatever, he would fall to his knees and plant his face in the ground. And
that's always fun.
Completely checked out. Yeah. and the best, you know, I got him completely checked out. I made sure, you know, we had the chiropractor out, we checked the teeth, you know, we did everything we were supposed to do. And he just did it for like a month and a half. And always at the most inopportune times. He did it at the end gate of a show. He did it on like a big trail ride. And, you know, he would just kind of fall to his knees, plant his face in the ground, and just wait, and everyone would be nice and quiet, and then he'd get back up. But one time I took him on a hunter pace and he did this, and he's white, or he's nappy, but his face is like completely white. And he got up and his face was just like covered in mud. We had to finish the hunter pace like that. But anyways, that resolved itself and it's fine now. But
well, I'm glad to hear that, because that's not the most comfortable thing in the world to face planting every time you're riding your horse.
It scared me. It scared me like the first two or three times, but by the like, you know, by the fourth time, I just kind of like, he's that's fine, everybody. He does this all the time. He'll get up. He's okay.
My sister had a POA. My sister had a POA, and he would literally, he roamed around the whole place. He would not stay in his stall, and he was this cute little Appaloosa pony that she did barrels on and jumped him and did everything, and he was such a little monster. He would go into the tack room. You'd walk, it would scare the living daylights out of you, because you would literally walk in the tack room, and Buck was his pony's name. Buck would literally be in the tack room hanging out. He would escape and then just go into the tack room with all of our saddles and everything.
Oh my goodness.
She would literally just, we'd find him and we're like, Buck, like, your stall's over there. And he would just leave. He didn't care. He was such a naughty little pony.
Did you, Chantel, let anybody else out?
Thank you, Chantel. We have to run. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So you guys, too, have stories, I am sure. Justine?
Yeah, Jess, why don't you start us out?
Well, that was, yeah, my sister's pony. But I had one that was super clever. He would basically, if he got a little bit hot, didn't matter if he had two blankets on, whatever, he could take the blankets off without undoing the straps.
Wow, that's talent.
It was so impressive. It was so impressive. And I was like, you know, the first time it happens, you're like, no, that's not really it. And we're like, nope, every time. And it would be not that cold or not that hot. He would literally just strip and he could take them off in layers. It was the most impressive thing.
Could he take the inside one off first?
He would always take the outside one off first. So he'd always put the outside the lightest so it could like, go in layers for him. But I saw him at the very end of taking it off and he would like scooch, because they did, all of our blankets didn't have the back, they just had a tail strap. So they weren't like through the back legs. So he would basically like just kind of rub it out and like get it through and then step out really carefully.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty impressive.
Yep. That's impressive. All right, guys, your guest is ready.
Yay. Okay.
Who's leading?
Hey, Aless, are you on?
Hi, I'm on. How are you guys?
Hey, Aless.
Hello, hello.
How's Long mommy time life?
Speak. I'm so happy to be back.
I know. How's mommy life?
Oh, it's amazing. It's all the amazingness, all the puke, all the spit up, all the everything and all the glorious things that comes with it.
Oh my gosh. How old is your little baby now?
He turned 3 months on Thanksgiving.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
wow. He's so precious. So precious.
Oh, he's so big. He's so big. Like, sometimes we'll look at him. We're just like, oh my God, I'm already preparing for when you're a toddler and you're throwing tantrums and I'm going to be so afraid of you.
It comes very soon. I promise.
Yeah. Right. So he started already trying to crawl, and he's not really going places yet. He's just really trying hard to crawl. But they grow so fast.
So Alessa, do you have any favorite holiday traditions that you're going to get to share with your son?
Well, I'm going to have to start, aren't I? My goodness.
Yeah.
My husband and I, last year, we had like the lowest low-key Christmas you could ever think of. Like, we literally went to a restaurant for Christmas because we said to each other, this just might be the last time we get a very simple, quiet Christmas, because here on out, we're going to have to go all out for all the holidays.
Oh, wow.
But really, I mean, my parents actually are here with me now, and so they'll be here for Christmas. So it's going to be really nice that our son is going to have his grandparents around, and we'll be there. And so we'll do, you know, the Christmas tree, we'll do the decorating, we'll do the pictures. I told my husband, I'm like, you know what we're going to have to do? He's like, no, don't say it. I'm like, yep, we're going to the mall. We're lining up to take a Christmas photo.
Aww. That is awesome.
Oh, and my goodness.
One of those parents.
Speaking of your little boy, do you want him to grow up to be an equestrian or no? What about you too, Jess? I guess that's a double question.
I know, right? Let's just say we are showing him tennis and tennis
golf and clubs and soccer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here, look at tennis.
He loved the golf channel when he was little like that because of the green and I think colors. So do the golf channel too, because that's what we did. Because if he wants to ride horses, that's great, but we're not buying a pony and forcing it on him. I think we're in trouble because mine is, I think, picked another expensive hobby, and he loves flying, like loves airplanes. I mean, uh-oh, obsessed. Oh, like he cheers when he sees airplanes.
Things that's more expensive than riding.
Right? I'm like, we said, oh, we don't really care if he rides horses, but like, we're going to show him we were thinking golf or soccer or something this.
Yeah.
And I think we've gotten ourselves in trouble now because he is, I mean, Doug, my husband flies as well. And so, and my father. And so they're oh, it's so bad. He gets in like the small little airplanes and cheers.
No. So I'm like, nervous.
I know. So I'm like, I think he's going to be a pilot like at 16 years old when you first are able to.
It's not too late to dress up.
Yeah, no, my husband has mine sit with him when he watches Formula One race car driving.
So then you're going to be in trouble with that one.
Oh yeah, bought him a little lounge chair that's kind of like a car seat, and he sits there, and when the camera view is like he's inside the car, he also cheers and yells and thinks it's the best thing ever. And I'm like, come on, this is probably one of the only sports that's more expensive and more dangerous than riding.
So you know what, we probably should have gone with the they ride horses and given them ponies.
Yeah, that's what I was going about this wrong.
Yeah, now his trips to the barn have increased.
It's never too late to dress up a pony as a race car or a plane. Never too late.
Exactly. Horsepower is kind of the same. I'll just explain that to him.
Yeah. I think I'm already too late. He's like, don't you want to pet the pony? No. And then he hears airplanes and starts cheering. And I'm like, oh, no, this is it. God. So
we talked about it. And I said that if he really wanted to, pursue riding, probably jumping, because my husband will probably want him to be a jumper if it goes that route. We said we're sending him off to Ireland to ride those Irish ponies and learn how to be a you know, a real
jockey
out there and go do fox hunting and go go figure that out. And then if he still likes it, all right, then you can continue.
Exactly. So I have another question. So I was just right before you came on, I was talking about, speaking of ponies and like Irish ponies, naughty ponies. We were talking about what is your funniest or sneakiest thing one of your horses has ever done?
Oh, man. I did have a horse that was very good at letting himself out of the stall. And this was like back in the day where we didn't have those fancy, like, it was literally, it looked like the latch on a regular gate, you know, the ones that pull up and slide out. So he would reach over and pull that up, slide it out, open his door, and proceed to let out all the other horses.
No.
And he would always do that. And if we didn't put a little like hook clip thingy, like a double-ended clip, he would get out and he would let everyone else out. Sometimes he would like pick his favorites and only let those guys out.
Oh my goodness.
It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. We'd have to make sure all the horses were accounted for. And it was just trying to keep track of everyone. And, you know, it's in the middle of the night. You never do it during the day. You know, God forbid he'd do it when we're actually there. So that's probably one of the naughtiest little sneaky guys I've had.
So we never actually got to ask Justine and Ellie. I'd love to hear what you guys' funniest and sneaky ones are. So Alyssa can air with us.
Ellie, oh, you should go. Yeah.
Well, speaking of horses getting out of their stalls, my mom had this Hanoverian that for some reason would let himself out, obviously at night, just like Alessa was saying, and he would pull all of the blankets off of every single horse's stall, so there were just piles. He would knock saddles over, and then he would eat everyone's grain. And one time, he actually got out, and there was like Christmas wreaths hanging up like by a bench near the indoor arena, and he ate a glass bulb off a Christmas wreath, and we saw him do that, and he just looked at us, and like you heard the glass crunching, and you're like, buddy, that's gonna hurt really bad when it comes out. He was all right, but we learned to put him up higher after that. What about you, Justine? Yeah. I'm sure Mikey's got to do some funny stuff.
Oh my goodness, Mikey. So he's a off-track thoroughbred I have right now, and when I took him to his first horse show, he's like this big 17-hand giant horse. And it was just like a little podunk show close to where I boarded. So it was just you tied to the trailer for the day. And he just was not good at standing tied at the trailer. So after about like 2 hours of just hanging out after we schooled and had to hang out at the trailer, he was just like not having it. I kept having to take him for walks and he dragged me all over the place. And the farm that hosted the show had some paddocks that they weren't using, and I got permission to put him in a paddock just so I wasn't being drug around all day. And he's normally pretty relaxed. Like, he's a very kind of chill dude for a thoroughbred, but he was in that paddock for like, I don't know, 20 minutes grazing completely fine. I walked away to go to the bathroom and I came back and all these kids were running up to me screaming like, do you have a big chestnut horse? And my horse had tried to jump over the metal gate of the paddock and failed and instead like fell on top of it and just like destroyed the fence.
Oh, no.
I was horrified. I was so embarrassed. And he just destroyed the fence.
Cut up the cleared it.
Right. Oh my goodness. Oh,
magic Mike, so, not so magic.
And at that point, I should have known he was meant to be a dressage horse. But so luckily he didn't hurt himself. He like was bleeding a little bit where he had some superficial cuts. But I felt so embarrassed. Okay. So I obviously bought the property a new fence. And the next time I showed up to the horse show, I brought the organizer a bottle of wine just to be like, I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm embarrassed to even be here again. So, yeah.
Aww.
So
well, that's chestnuts for you,
right? Oh my goodness. So, Alas, I got a good question for you. As someone who works professionally with show jumpers and dressage people, I feel like you've got the good dirt on both. So Who's more dramatic? Is it the dressage divas or is it the show jumpers?
Starting a war. Go ahead.
Oh. We love it.
Let me think long and hard about this.
We stir the pot here at Heels Down Happy Hour.
I know, right? I feel like I'm going to get yelled at in the morning. No. My barn is 50-50 also. So
so you're going to get yelled at either way.
Exactly. I feel like the dressage riders, they really have their routines. So if you try to take them out of the routine, it does not go so well. That definitely is with the jumpers. I think because jumpers, they end up never having this like a set schedule because rings and ring times are never actually what they are. Jumpers are totally used to their day getting thrown inside out. But dressage riders, everything is to the T, to the minute. You know, one time I went to get my ride time and I was at like 1:33 and I was like, wow, okay. But I usually get going at 1:33. And so I think dressage riders, they have everything that needs to be in place, in a routine, in a schedule. And if it's not that way, they get a little, wah! But there's often a lot more wine around dressage riders. So
good point.
That might go hand in hand. But I definitely feel jumpers are a little bit more laid back and more relaxed about things.
I think you're right. They have to be with like the way the shows are kind of,
yeah,
they really have to go with the flow.
Exactly. And even just like, even when you do have a well-run show, you don't know how many people are going to be jumped off. So you could be waiting for
hours. Yeah, it could be an hour or it could be two. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And, if someone is got a horse in two different rings and a trainer needs to go back and forth, you end up waiting. And that's just the way it is with dressage. It really is. When we show, it's like, if my time, like I said, if it was 1:33, I'm not going in that ring before, like the stewards are not going to let me, they're going to count me down like 30 seconds, like that kind of thing.
Yeah. At 1:32, it's time to go.
Very different. Oh, it's literally like that. Like,
yeah,
I can't, oh my gosh. Very, very on time people.
Well, hey, Aless, it's been so great to have you on the Radiothon with us. Thank you so much. When we introduced you, I don't know if you heard, but you are a fan favorite on Heels Down Happy Hour. All our listeners love hearing your expert advice, and you're just so much fun to chat with. So we know we're going to have you back on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love answering all sorts of questions. I really love doing that takeover on Instagram for you guys one time. That was really fun. You guys have such a great audience. All your listeners and followers are so great. But no, I love it, and I love answering all the questions. And it is, it's nice, I think, that I have a little bit of a foot in each discipline. And so it's really exciting to be able to answer what you guys want to ask me.
And all the dressage riders can email Aless at Aless dot
and complain and tell me all about scheduling. No, but maybe the jumpers can learn a little bit from the dressage riders. Let's
That's right.
One time, folks.
They're so loosey-goosey, they barely show up for the classes. So, there, now I've pissed everybody
right,
off.
Right, I know. Just,
good job, Glenn.
Don't even show up to walk the course. It's like, what are you
we
doing?
We still have another hour.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you guys. And happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Bye. You too.
Ciao.
All right, we have Danny from Oregon who has a story to tell. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Hello. Hey, Danny, what's going on?
I'm just walking the dogs at the barn. Just all got right. here.
Well, that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys all day.
Yay! We like that. Danny, I feel like yeah. On this particular hour, we have to ask you what your favorite alcoholic beverage is.
Ooh, I'm a wine girl. Wine all day long, basically.
Red or white, though?
Oh, my kind of girl.
I'm a red. And even though
excellent.
I'm in Oregon, I'm a big fan of a Cab Sav.
Oh, not yes. My kind of girl.
Yep, sounds good.
Yes.
I approve. Yeah. You can continue to speak now.
Good. Okay, great.
You passed the test.
So I have an interesting. An interesting story actually with one thoroughbred and one Arab. Neither of them are naughty or goofy. It's kind of weird. My Arab's super serious, and my thoroughbred's really, like, very sweet. But a friend of mine had an Arab here at our barn, like, last year or so. And this was the naughtiest Arab. And I swear to you, when we first got him, he kind of looked like a hackney pony. He had a little bit of a shorter back and a little bit, I mean, he was only, like, 14, one or two. But this Arab would, like, he would get away from us and gallop through the aisles of the barn. He would the cutest little rear when tied to the trailer, which I'm not sure if you can consider a rear cute, but it was so balanced. So how could you be mad? But he was pretty hilarious. He did endurance. He was great under saddle, great on the trail, but the worst ground manners you could probably get. So that's probably the naughtiest pony that I've had in my life. He's pretty hilarious, though.
Well, I have to break in with a special announcement. Everybody has to get their glasses up, whatever you're drinking. Jess, I know that's probably what, orange juice or something.
tea.
All right, everybody has to hold their glasses up because the auditors in the auditor chat just hit 1,000 comments.
Yay!
So, yay!
Wow!
Yay!
We always cheers, and you always take a drink when the auditors hit 1,000 comments on Radiothon Day. And I know Danny's one of them, so thank you for that, Danny. Thank you for being an auditor and for being part of the Horse Radio Network.
Yeah, and I have to say a special shout-out, April Shapiro. She works at my barn. I just ran by her, so she wants to say hi to everyone, and she's an auditor.
Well, hi, April. Thank you so much. Bye, Danny. All right, we have to take a break for our voicemails for this hour. And I don't know if you guys have been listening earlier in the hour, but we have some really talented listeners. I mean, really talented listeners. So we're going to do that right after we hear from our title sponsor, State Line Tech. And can I just say that State Line announced halfway through the day that they were upping the ante on the coupon. Jeez, I think I've been drinking. They've been up in the ante on the coupon, and it's now 30% off if you use the code HRN for your next order at State Line Tech.
And that's through the month of December.
Through the month of December, that's correct. And they haven't apparently put you can order $1,000 worth of stuff. I guess they haven't said that, so I don't know, 30% off. Let's hear from them, and then we'll go into our second-to-last voicemail package, and then we're going to be back with these guys. You guys have a whole bunch of prizes to give away this hour, too. And by the way, you have your last chance to call in. The lines are now open. If you want to give us a call at 435-272-1997 in the next 10, 15 minutes, Jennifer will try and get you in for this prizes this hour and for the grand prizes next hour.
Hi, I'm Amy from State Line Tack, and you are listening to the 5th annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. The sneakiest thing my horse does is steal whatever is in your pockets that she can see. You have to be careful because she grabs and runs. We've had to look for car keys in 15 acres before. Merry Christmas from all of us at State Line Tack.
Available exclusively at State Line Tack, the special edition WinTech 500 Duet Stock Saddle. The WinTech 500 Duet Stock Saddle is the first authentic Australian stock saddle to feature the very latest in saddle technology for the comfort of your horse. A hard-wearing equileather seat, poly knee pads, and saddle flaps offer exceptional durability for the most demanding of climates. It's ideal for long scenic rides, polo cross, riding young horses, or just extra security and comfort. This exclusive limited-time saddle is only available at statelinetack.com while supplies last. Plus, you'll receive free WinTech Pro stirrup straps, a retail value of $89.99. Don't miss out on your chance to venture the outback. StateLineTack.com/HRN for best holiday deals and enter code HRN for exclusive savings on your order. State Line Tack, we make riding affordable.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
Hey, this is Jason from horselovers.com. And the funniest thing my horse does actually is beg for Doritos. Doesn't want mints, doesn't want cookies, just wants those Doritos. And he'll probably do that through the holiday season as well. From all of us at horselovers.com, have a merry Christmas.
Hi, HRN. This is Abby from Michigan, and I'm going to sing a song about my late boxer, Riley. Once upon a time, I had a dog named Riley. He was so very cute, but also he was crazy. One lonely winter's night, he ate chocolate espresso beans. Then he woke me up, and guess what happened next? Oh, 3 a.m. espresso beans, the craziest dog I'd ever seen, running circles round the pasture all night long. 3 a.m. espresso beans, the craziest dog I'd ever seen, running circles round the pasture all night long. The horses said, "What's up? Why is this hound so crazy? I don't know why he's wired up. He makes us look so lazy. I do not really care. Let's let him do his thing. Let's put our heads down in our hay and watch him run away. Oh, 3 a.m. espresso beans, the craziest dog I'd ever seen, running circles round the pasture all night long. 3 a.m. espresso beans, the craziest dog I'd ever seen, running circles round the pasture all night long." I hope you enjoyed that, just so you know that he was perfectly fine after that happened.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to be singing.
This is Leslie Raffleson, and my daughter Riley has a story that she would like to send in for everybody.
So one of our horses ran through a fence, and about a week later, we had him tied up in our barn, and we went home for a few minutes to get some stuff done. And when we came back, then one of our other horses, Gunner, untied the horse that was tied up, and he got into goat feed, and goat feed can make a horse sick. So then we bought the cheap type of goat feed, and if it was expensive, then he probably would have died because it has a chemical in it that makes horses sick. But cheap type of goat feed doesn't have it.
It didn't have rumensin in it, huh?
Yeah, it didn't have rumensin.
So thankfully it saved us a vet call.
What kid knows good about rumensin?
Had to call the vet, but she didn't have to come.
Goats
out.
Should eat coconut shells and
hi, this
tin
is
can.
Jennifer Nichols, and I'd like to read my poem, Penny's Pond. Here, sweet filly, let's now get a drink. As I sit here quietly, just trying to think. Why are you pawing right at this place? Surely you're thirsty, just take a taste. Why do I now feel a quick drop down? I startle and scramble as you plop to the ground. I just barely escape your big side as I fall in the water, a cold, muddy tide. I yelp and I struggle to ford through the mud. I fling my wet cell phone up onto dry ground. You are now oblivious as you roll and cool down. My saddle gets filthy as you flounder around. As I get your attention and pull you away, you snort through your nostrils and try to run away. The ride home is cold as I sit in wet clothes. I have work ahead of me from my tack to my toes.
Hi, Horse Radio Network. This is Danielle Rigby coming to you with my sneakiest horse story. My most sneaky horse would be my first horse, Cosmo. He was a sorrel chestnut with a big white blaze and could get out of anything. I got him in New Jersey, but within about a year, I moved him to Connecticut because a friend of mine said she would board him for cheap if she could use him in her little trail riding business. So it sounded like a good plan to me. Cos swiftly became the most popular horse. He's one of those horses that anybody could ride, that a beginner could ride or an advanced person, no matter who you put on him, he would fit to the person. And so he got ridden a lot, and he went from being ridden about once every 2 weeks to being ridden about three times a day, which he didn't think was a very good retirement plan. He'd come up with very clever ideas as to be not the horse that got chosen to be ridden every single day. Everything from hiding behind trees to lying down in the orange leaves and thinking he was camouflaged. But his main tactic was to go to the furthest point in our 30-acre pasture and hope that we were too lazy to come all the way out there and catch him, which on some days was true, so we did teach him that lesson quite well. But on this particular day, we had a full group of riders, and by the time I got to the barn a little late, Jean already had all the other horses in. She turns to me and says, "He's still out there. You have to go get him." So I grab a halter and start heading out, expecting to do the long trek all the way to that spot at the end of the pasture. By the time I get there, he's nowhere to be seen, and I haven't seen him on the walk out anywhere, so I'm thinking, oh no, now he's escaped the pasture. And I turn around and start heading back to the barn, formulating a plan of how I'm going to explain this one to Jean. As I'm walking by the pond, I notice out of the corner of my eye that there's something floating in the middle of it. So I walk to the edge to just see what it is. And when I get closer, I realize it's Cosmo. He's walked all the way out as deep as he could possibly go into the pond, and his head is just above the waterline, breathing, staring at me.
Okay, this is my favorite.
I start
one.
Calling him and saying, "Come on, come on, come on, come in. I got to take you in." Of course, he's not moving a muscle. So I had to swim out there, put the halter on him, swim him back, and walk all the way into the barn. And by this time, the entire group of riders was there waiting. I quickly scraped Coz off, tacked him up, and I didn't have any clothes except for what was on my back, so I had to guide the ride soaking wet. It was kind of funny. I guess Coz truly made me that girl on that day.
I don't wanna be that girl.
Happy holidays to everyone at HRN, and thanks again for another fun-filled year of education and laughter.
Hey there, Glenn and crew. My name is Julianne Rowland, and I have written a haiku about a sneaky thing that my pony or my horse did. Hill walking at dusk, swaying tree line, prancing deer. Dismount human, run!
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, or season's That's greetings, deep. Whichever applies to you. This is Ashley from Round Top, Texas. My naughty pony story involves my little driving pony. While I was out with an injury, I took the little driving pony to my fancy-pantsy dressage instructor. So the morning after I dropped him off, I get a call from the fancy-pantsy dressage instructor who says, "My driving pony has escaped. But don't worry, he's been caught and contained." So when she calls me that afternoon to let me know what happened, no, nobody left a gate open. Nobody left a latch undone. Little driving pony has rubbed his butt on her wood fence until the boards popped out. Not only did he escape, but he let one of his neighbors out as well when he got into their pasture and then pushed another board out. So little driving pony at the fancy pantsy dressage instructor's house had to be contained in ugly electric fence until he was ready to come home. Merry Christmas.
This is Elizabeth Bourbon, just northwest of San Antonio, Texas, wishing a very happy holidays to the whole HRN family, and also to my mare, Capella. Whenever I tack my mare up, I leave her standing in the cross ties, and if I have to run into the tack room or run to the bathroom, she knows to wait for about 8 steps, and then she reaches that great big itchy warm blood butt of hers around to this rack of dressage whips and lunge whips and so forth that's on the wall. And she scratches her butt on it until the whips go flying everywhere. Hope everybody gets something this holidays to scratch your itch. Happy holidays, y'all.
This is Stephanie Fink from Woodridge, Illinois. On the first day of Christmas, my parents gave to me 1 Shetland pony stallion. On the 12th day of Christmas, my pony gave to me 12 open horse stalls, 11 ducks to bolt from, 10 bronc bucks bucking, 9 friends are crying, 8 busted feed bags, 7 miles to walk home, 6 clotheslines choking, 5 neighbors, mare's bread, 4 front teeth missing, 3 strands of fence down, 2 black eyes from 1 Shetland pony stallion.
These listener voicemails were brought to you by HorseLovers.com.
Enter to win the HorseLovers.com Holiday Sweepstakes. Win name brand products for you, your horse, or barn every single month. Simply visit the Sweepstakes giveaway page during the holidays at HorseLovers.com/sweeps. It takes just 10 seconds to enter. No purchase is necessary, and winners will be announced the following week. HorseLovers.com is also offering a special holiday discount with purchase just for you, our HRN and Radiothon listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at HorseLovers.com simply by entering HRN in the coupon box at checkout. That's it. Just enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout at HorseLoversWithAZ.com. Well, there we go. We have some very talented listeners.
They're so funny.
That story about the horse in the pond, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
What a brat.
You can just picture the whole scene.
I know. It's like a cartoon.
That was funny.
I'm glad I don't have a pond in my pasture.
Right?
So I got to ask, I just got a listener question from one of our auditors, actually, Justine. Whose idea was it for Heels Down Happy Hour? Because obviously it is a fast growing show on the network and people talk about it. They love it. The auditors all listen to it. So whose idea was it?
Good question. I think it was a culmination of a bunch of ideas. For people who know Patricia De Silva, who is our CEO, she's our leader. She is just an amazing innovator and constantly coming up with really fun ideas. And I was working at Heels Down Magazine at the time as an editor and writer. And we were just thinking of fun new ways how we can continue to reach an audience that cared about the types of things that we were writing about. And the idea of a podcast came up and we brainstormed and we thought about how do we reach amateurs like us, right? And that turned to booze. And... then it kind of just spitballed from there. And I think we reached out to you, Glenn, shortly after when we were kind of coming up with a draft idea of what we wanted to do.
And I loved it because it was so different than anything else that we had on the network. And mm-hmm. I've known Patricia for 100 years, it seems like, a very long time. So it was just exciting that, and you know what? Actually, her company was one of our first sponsors when we started 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
In the very early days. And I've known her ever since. And her dad, I knew her dad too. And so when she came to me, it was like, oh, this is a really good idea. And then I met all of you guys and it was like, okay, well, that'll be fun.
Did you hear, Glenn, did you hear about her approaching me?
No.
So she came up to me at Kentucky and goes, and same thing, Patricia has been a huge supporter of mine. She was one of my first sponsors. Oh, I mean, we're talking 12 years ago when EcoGold had just started and we're talking like, over 10 years ago, I think it was almost 12 years ago, however long EcoGold's been around, her saddle pack company. So she's been a great supporter of mine. And then I got Doug involved in it. And she came up to me and said, hey, Jess, you've always been great for us, like everything else. I have a question. Would you want to be a host on a podcast? And I was like, I guess, like, sure. And she goes, I need somebody that can talk to anybody. And I'm like, that's me. I got that. I'm not good at like a lot, but I mean, I can talk to the wall. I am good to go. She's like, you can make friends with that wall. I was like, I know, right? I think I'll be good.
And
she's
since like, yep, you've started, you're going to be through two babies at this point.
I know.
Yeah.
Two babies later, all the pregnancy.
I think we announced your first pregnancy on one of our first episodes.
We did. Yeah. I don't even remember which one. It's been so long. But yeah, we decided, Doug and I said, you know what, let's just tell everybody on the air. And we've told lots of things on the air. And my mom actually got really mad because she said my mom had shingles and I told everybody on the air and I didn't really think about it because it was my thorn.
And now you've just told the rest of the people.
Yeah, well, I mean, I already told her I got in trouble once. You can't get in trouble twice, right? So she said, she goes, Jessica, did you announce on your podcast I was sick? And I go, yeah, it was my thorn that week. And she goes, I know, my friend called me and said I was listening to Jessica's podcast and I didn't know you were sick.
And of all things, shingles, right?
You should tell your mother that if she listened, you wouldn't out her about her shingles.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks a lot. Like, wow.
One thing I've learned in 10 years of doing podcasting is families don't listen.
At least somebody else did. No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Say families don't listen, but I complained about my in-laws and they heard it.
Well, That's evidence gathering for them.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, well, yep, can't take it back.
Oh, that's funny, Ellie. Oh, my goodness.
It's so funny because my relatives say, what have you guys been up to? I say, I do a daily show for an hour and a half, 5 days a week where we talk about our lives. You could listen. I wouldn't have to repeat it. It's like everything's out there. Well, guys, you want to give away some prizes?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. All right. What do we got? Oh, this one, Justine's going to explain the first one. And we're giving away, by the way, Justine, 3 packs of these. Patricia is feeling generous.
Oh, awesome. All right. So hopefully if you've listened to Heelsdown Happy Hour, you've heard us talk all about soap for dirty equestrians. It's basically a line of really cool artisan soap bars that come in a variety of different scents. But what makes them so perfect for equestrians is their clever titles. So probably my 2 favorites are Stressed Out Amy. So Stressed Out Amy, like a stressed out amateur, and it's a lavender therapy bar, and it smells so freaking good. And then we also have a really good one called Barn Drama Detox on, you know, just the day you need to go home from the barn and scrub all the BS away. It's a perfect partner for your bathtub, and all these soaps that come in a variety of different scents. They're vegan, they're cruelty-free, they are made of essential oils, and they're wonderful gifts. Every time I talk to somebody about them or they see them in my basket in my guest bathroom, all my horse friends laugh at them. They're really wonderful. So whoever wins these prize packs, I really think you're going to be quite pleased.
All right, and we use them here at the Horse Radio Network studios as well, and they make good shampoo too, by the way. They work really well for that. So let's go. We're going to give away 3 of these, and let me sort the spreadsheet, and I'm just going to go round robin with you guys to pick winners. So let's start with Justine. You need to pick a number between 1 and 425.
Oh, wow. All right. My number is 18.
Number 18 is Andrea McCullough wins one of those. So good job, Andrea. Well done. Yay, let me mark this so we make sure that they get their prizes. So I'm going to go next to Ellie, and we'll let you pick the next one.
55.
You guys are so nice to me. Everybody's been making me go up and down all day. Chelsea Scriven.
Oh, Chelsea
is winning that one. So let's mark that one. And then one more. So Jess, you are up. Pick somebody that's dirty and needs to be cleaned.
Well, it's not Doug's birthday. It's Doug's birthday today.
And is he dirty and need to be cleaned?
No, but he's 38. So I'll pick that number.
Okay.
38.
He's 38. I know. He says he's old.
Baby.
It's Bonnie Major won that
Yay!
One. So Bonnie, you know, I heard she's disgusting, so she probably needs this. Sorry, Bonnie. I've been drinking a little. All right. So what's next, Wendy?
All right. We have a great prize next. We have 4 3-day tickets to Equitana USA. It includes an entry into Equitana for all 3 days, general admission parking, access to the Kentucky Horse Park, and the USEF fan membership worth $350.
This is a great prize.
I know. Equitana USA is where equestrians and horse enthusiasts of all ages and disciplines come together for shopping, instruction, education, entertainment, and more. You'll learn from Olympic-level riders, equestrian professionals, some of the best veterinarians in the nation, and many more, all while shopping the latest and greatest in equestrian items. There's even a family-friendly night show each evening at the Alltech Arena. There's no better place to celebrate the horse. Visit Equitana USA for all the details.
All right. And are you guys planning on going?
Heels Down is definitely coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
oh, good.
Yes, we will be there.
Oh, good. Terrific. We're looking at going with horses in the morning, too. It just is one of those things that you want to support, right? I mean, and I hope it goes as big as it does in Europe, because it's huge in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's hope it works. All right. Who's going to pick? Justine, back to you.
All right. Same range?
Yep.
All right. Let's go with 322.
All the way down the list. 322. Now, I can't barely see straight anymore, but I'll do my best.
You can do it. You can do it, Glenn.
Okay, Tammy Fawcett is the winner there. Hey, Tammy. So congratulations, Tammy. Well done.
Okay, and our last prize is a $50 gift certificate from horselovers.com. Every day, horselovers.com has special holiday deals being added to our clearance section. Shop by category, brand, size, color, or even price. We have something for everyone and at amazing prices. Again, customers should visit the site every day to see the newest deals. You don't want to miss out. Quantities sometimes are limited. Visit early, visit often at horselovers.com/clearance. Horselovers.com is offering a special holiday discount with purchase just for HRN listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at horselovers.com. Simply enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout.
And I had a question earlier. If you won anything today, your name does get put back in for the grand prizes next hour. So you can win those as well. All right. Who wants to? Let's go to the pregnant lady who can't even drink with us to pick the last one here.
I will pick lucky number 100.
Nobody ever picks 100.
No, that's a good
That's
number.
The first time in 5 years anybody's ever picked 100.
Wow.
We are going Elizabeth Bourbon. Number 100. Yeah. Isn't that appropriate?
Yeah. Elizabeth Bourbon? Exactly. Yes, Bourbon. Absolutely. She deserved it 100%.
All right, I have to go round robin real quick before we end here. Jess, when you can drink, favorite drink?
Wine. Red wine.
Any particular make or model?
California and probably... Oh, I've got so many favorite bottles, but I guess I'll go with Quintessence.
There you go. Ooh. There's a commercial. Remind me to build them. Okay. All right.
Yes. Because it is a fabulous wine. It is unbelievable.
Ellie.
Whiskey. Maker's Mark.
Where are you
Coke.
From? Where are you from originally?
Connecticut.
Oh.
Kentucky.
I was picturing the South someplace.
My mom's from Texas, and she always had a bottle of Maker's Mark. So, grew up with that stuff. Just kidding. I started drinking when I was old enough.
I bet. You didn't ever sneak any. Because you know what? The whiskey bottle. You can sneak stuff out of the whiskey bottle because you don't need much, you know, when you're a kid.
She's from Texas. They put it in the baby's bottle. Quiet.
Oh, my goodness.
Not that we encourage that.
Baby's crying. Put some whiskey in the bottle.
Jill just posted that the drunker I get, the better I pronounce names.
That's amazing.
And Justine, we have drank together. So what do you drink?
Yeah. I don't discriminate. I drink most things. But I guess lately I'm really into Moscow Mules. They're
you so are. Tasty. I think you had that the night we were together, actually.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. Tell everybody where they can listen to your show.
On the Horse Radio Network, wherever you get or listening to your podcasts, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, on the Horse Radio Network app. We are we're so thrilled to be here again with you, Glenn, and with everyone else from the Horse Radio Network. So thanks for having us.
And on a
thanks for having us.
You're welcome very much. We love you guys. It's Down Happy Hour can be found on any podcast player. They have like 1,000 episodes out now. I don't know. You've been doing it a while. It's just a great, fun show. And you do learn a lot, too. And they're not afraid to tackle tough subjects either. For some reason, tough subjects are easier to tackle when you've been drinking. That's what I've
been. Absolutely.
You know what, though? On a serious note, I think people that listen to podcasts want to hear that.
Yeah.
They want to hear.
Yeah.
In-depth topics about things they care about. And sometimes those things...
And if they don't, they listen to Horses in the Morning, yeah, where we just exactly. do fluff. That's right.
And they can hear, damn it, Zeus.
Damn it, Zeus. And that's the drinking word for tonight for everybody. So drink up. Thanks, guys.
Hey.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, and don't forget, at the end of this show...
Hour.
Oh, yeah, we're almost there to the grand prizes. We have two grand prizes, the $500 gift certificate from Kelly Herd Jewelry and your choice of any Wintec saddle. Kelly Herd Jewelry is known for quality, affordable equestrian jewelry. They have something for every type of rider in almost any discipline. Exclusive for Radiothon listeners, they're offering a 35% off coupon on sterling silver jewelry. Use coupon code HRN for that massive discount. This is good through December 9th. Use the coupon code HRN at KellyHerdJewelry.com. That's KellyHerdJewelry.com.
Very good. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. We're coming up next on Party Hour. Kelly will be here. Jamie will be back. And we have some guests in the studio we're going to talk to. It's getting crowded in here. All coming up on the next hour.